Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Darden. Until the rise of Motown in the 1960s, Chicago's VJ Records was the largest African-American-owned label in the U.S. VJ had its pick of top jazz, blues, R&B artists in the Windy City, from the Staple Singers to the Spaniels to Jimmy Reed and even the legendary DJ, the Magnificent Montaig. VJ also had the corner on the Church of God in Christ, the Kojic's Market, with top gospel acts like the Argo Singers, Brother Isaiah Roberts, and the Lockhart Singers. The Lockharts were a family quartet led by Little Esther, who, to quote gospel historian Bob Maravich, sounds a lot like a gospel version of a young Frankie Lyman. The Lockharts only recorded a couple of 45s, including this one, Feed Me Till I Want No More, from 1954. It's fueled by Esther's precociously strong voice, pianist Ed Robinson, uncredited organist Maceo Woods, and a pretty amateurish but energetic drummer. Esther would later marry, become the evangelist Esther V. Smith, and record 9 more gospel LPs. As I record this in late 2020, at age 81, she is still singing regularly at the famed International Gospel Center Church on the edge of Detroit. I'm Robert Darden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.